Good evening, good evening. It's Anthony on Sid Valley Radio. Thank you, Tim, for that wonderful show. He's a good man. He's a lovely man, isn't he, Tim? It's always nice to see him every week. And I hope you enjoyed his show. Now it's my turn in the chair, and why not? Emmett Cohen, now a wonderful Houston Pearson, and with a number, actually, that's called Why Not? That wonderful. That's called Why Not by Emmett Cohen and Houston Pearson. They quite a bit of difference in their ages, actually. On piano, you had Emmett Cohen, who's in his mid-30s, and Houston Pearson on sax, who's in his late 80s. Fantastic. Why Not, as it was called. And Why Not play jazz like that? That's recorded last year. Superb stuff, I reckon. So you're listening to Anthony on Sid Valley Radio. I'm here every Wednesday. It's repeated on a Sunday, which probably means that last week you were watching the football. And during my replay on a Sunday, there was another significant football match as well, which I actually did watch. Was it just wishful thinking, maybe? I don't know. I'm not a great football fan. I was quite happy to miss the last Wednesdays. Now, we've got Steve Turr now. Now, I've looked up this. It could be Steve Turr. It could be Steve Turry. People with that surname pronounce it both ways, and I'm afraid Mr. Steve Turr, Turry. I don't know your pronunciation. But there you go. Anyway, this is wishful thinking. Steve Turr, by the way, on trombone, also pioneered the use of a conch shell in music as well.
There you go.
Now, I'll see if I can find some of that. I could shell out, couldn't I? Find some of that. Anyway, speaking of the football and wishful thinking, wishful thinking is the name of this track. Stuff. Buster Williams there on double bass. He certainly is worth a mention. That's a superb bit of bass there. Got Blue Mitchell now. This is a lovely piece. This is called Portrait of Jenny. And he's quite a character, this guy. He he's played along with people that I often play on this show. Earl Bostick and... gosh, what's his name? Isn't it? Here we go. Yeah, Earl Bostick and Paul Williams, of course, and Chuck Willis. And Cannibal Adderley, that's the man I was thinking of. My apologies, everybody, particularly to him. So now, Port Strait Jelly, Blue Mitchell. This is 5 minutes 37 of pure joy. And then I'll tell you how to contact the show. So get ready. Thank you. Lovely stuff, isn't it? Pete, that's some Bring It Home to Me album from 1966, Portrait of Jenny by Blue Mitchell. And he was on trumpet. And on there you've got Gene Taylor on bass guitar and Harold Mabin on piano. Wonderful stuff. Junior Cook playing tenor sax. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. So, yeah, I watch the football. It's not really my thing. I managed to get through an awful lot of snacks and two alcohol-free Guinnesses at the time because, well, I was around a friend's to watch it when I'm driving home. And I thought, shall I rub it in tonight about the football? And I thought, no, of course I won't. Of course I won't. Won't mention it. Anyway, here's Spanish Steps by Van Morrison.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm still here. So is he. There you go, he's finished. Oh, that was wonderful, wasn't it? Spanish Steps by Van Morrison from 1987. The Poetic Champions Compose album, of which there's about three jazz numbers on there. He was hoping to do the whole album in jazz, but got as far as three, and they decided he'd got enough to launch an album. So there you go. But isn't that beautiful? Now, my apologies. I did say that I would give you the contact details for the show. Well, if you're using the app or the web, it's perfectly simple just to go to message the studio, and you can send me a message from there very easily. If you're listening on your phone or you're listening to me on a smart speaker, use your phone, you can text the show, me, on 07565825041, and I'd be delighted to hear from you. Let me know where you are. Let me know where you are. My son is currently on an island somewhere off Fiji. No record of the Royal Navy ever visiting it before, and a population of just 10,000. The fourth least visited island in the world, apparently. And he said he would try and listen just for the novelty of it, because they have got, amazingly, the internet on that Royal Navy ship there. Wouldn't that be amazing? Anyway, so that would be great if you can let me know if you're listening, especially John, if you're out there in, well, I can't pronounce the name of the island, but it's between Hawaii and Tonga, sort of area. That would be great. Now, so I won't mention the football game. It was it's exciting at times, wasn't it? Yeah, for about 20 minutes of it. Anyway, here's Barcelona by Brian Simpson. Barcelona, Brian Simpson, and I promise that is the last reference to Spain for the night. Honest. Seriously. And somebody's texted me. Who's that lady? It's Tracy. Hello, Tracy. I'm glad you're listening. Having a glass of wine, I see. Very nice. Ah, speaking of Who's That Lady, here's a track called Who's That Lady by Peter White. That Lady by Peter White. And I know I, if you're a regular listener, that I have played Peter White, and I think I've actually played that number before. One you won't have heard before and I know that without any doubt whatsoever, is the next one, My Funny Valentine. And that's because it's by Martin Ramsden. Martin Ramsden was a guest on this show 3 weeks ago. He's a friend of mine and a professional, he says professional, a former professional, but I think it's professional, musician. And he's put this together and sent it to me, and here it is. It's My Funny Valentine, beautifully done by Martin. Sit back and enjoy. You won't have heard this before. This is all. Hear it first on Sid Valley Radio with Anthony. Smooth jazz on a Wednesday. Take care. Wonderful. Thank you, Martin, for sending that to us. You heard it first here on Sid Valley Radio with Anthony's Cool Jazz. Oh, I must have a beer sometime, Martin. Somebody I'd like to... You know, often when you read somebody puts a description of themselves on a page and they say the person that they'd most like to have dinner with, or most three people that they would like to have dinner with, past or present, with us on Within Iotis. One of mine would be Shirley Bassey. I think she's absolutely extraordinary. She's 87 now. Dame Shirley Bassey, CHDBE. A wonderful Welsh singer. And this is her version of Nearness of You.
It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my warmth.
wonderful. Shirley Bassey. Yes, she may be 87 now, but she was actually 24 or 25 when she recorded that back in 1961. Beautiful stuff. Sarah Vaughan, now another beautiful voice. This is Lullaby of Birdland.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of Birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in Birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
Of Sarah Vaughan. Now, yeah, this next one, Natalie Cole, Diana Krall, is, I played it today, and it was my intention to count the number of things that they say that love is better than. I'm going to give it another go, see if you can join in, see, then you can text me, see how many you made it. That would be lovely. On 07565 825041, or of course you can use the app or the web to send the messages via the via that, just go to messages and send it, and I'll get it. Simple as that. Right, start counting. This is Better Than Anything by Natalie Cole and Diana Krall.
Better than anything.
bagels, better than honey on bread, better than champagne and pretzels, better than breakfast in bed, better than chili rellenos, better than chocolate eclairs, better than hot house tomatoes, better than fresh Bartlett pears, better than dining a la carte or simply gastronomic art, better than anything except being in love. Better than making a million, better than being a queen, better than oil wells and gold mines, better than pastures of green, better than finding a horseshoe, better than losing your hair, better than anything ever thought of, better than anything ever said, better than singing right out loud or being spotted in a crowd, better than anything, except being in love.
Made it 37. But there were several that a bit ambiguous there, but a bit of fun, isn't it? But Martin, thank you, Martin, text me to say, yes, Martin Ramsden, him with the piano, text me to say they're well matched in their voices, and it'd be better to guess which singer was singing which verse, which part, which is quite true, actually. That's, it certainly is. Anyway, you're listening to Anthony on Sid Valley Radio, this cool jazz show that goes out every Wednesday and is repeated on a Sunday and is available on a podcast where you can listen to it again or download it and take it with you on a memory stick or something. So just so you know, this particular show is Wednesday, the 17th of July, 2024. And as it's July, I've got some music called July. This is Walter Smith III with a number called July. Interesting. Ah, here he comes. Yes, quite a jazzy one, that, wasn't it? As my regular listeners will know, I do grade jazz on a strength of 1 to 7, and I don't normally go above a 5. That was probably a 5. But anyway, Martin's texted me again and reminded me that he sent me a piece of music by Masiko, who is his friend in Japan, who he played on his show when he joined me. And I played one last week, I think it was. A week after that, before that. Anyway, she just sent me another one. And I'll be playing that this next week, probably. I might try and fit it in tonight. I'll see what I can do. If you are a jazz musician and you think there's something that will go well with this show, if you email it to itunes@sidvalleyradio.co.uk and mark it for the attention of Anthony's Smooth Jazz Show, I'll give it a listen. And if we like it, and I'm sure we will, we'll get it on there. And be brilliant, won't it? Hear it first. Now, as I said, this is July when I'm recording this. And so here's another one called with July. It's called July Tree, and it's by the wonderful, famous, you've heard of this one, Nina Simone.
True love seed in the autumn ground. True love seed in the autumn ground. When will it be found? True love deep in the winter white snow. True love deep in the winter white snow. How long will it take to grow? You know true love buds in the April air, the April air. Was there ever a bud so fair? True love blooms for the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see. Blooms home. The July tree. True love blooms for the world to see. True love blooms for the world to see.
Stuff. Now, I hadn't noticed it when I was putting this show together, but there's a sort of a link here. Norwegian wood, speaking of trees, Norwegian wood from the European Jazz Trio. This is just a short one. The piece of music, not the tree. Thank you. Norwegian Wood, and that has been on my mind all day, that tune. It's humming it away while I was going about my work, and mostly it'll be a worm for you too, but maybe you just want to enjoy the silence, which happens to be the name of the next song. This is Diana York, Enjoy the Silence, a single from 2017. Lovely. If you were wondering who did that first, it was Depeche Mode. Ah, so solved that problem. Right. Now I've got another cover now. This is Wrecking Ball. And this is the Jazzy Sticks with Julie Benson.
We clawed, we chained our heart in vain. We jump, never asking why. We kiss, I fell under your spell. A love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away.
That was just super. Right, now, speaking of covers, Miley Cyrus did that, by the way, originally. What a Wonderful World is probably one of the most covered songs of all time. And here's another version of it. This is by Spanish Flo. Oh, don't mention the football again. Don't mention the football.
See trees so green.
short but sweet. Just like me, really. Anyway, Sunset Boulevard, Boney James. Now, this is a lovely, lovely little piece. If you're listening, Masiko, in Japan, we're working on it. We're trying to get your file across. It was too big to send to the show. So Martin's going to try and compress it and send it to me again, and we'll try and get it on the show this week or next week. Delighted you're listening to me in Japan. This is very exciting because we've had listeners in Argentina and Canada. So, to get you across to Japan, delighted to play your stuff. Loved your pieces. I will be seeing Martin at the weekend, and I'll be asking more questions about where I can hear more of your wonderful music, your wonderful voice. This next one, Mr. Miller. Brian Broomberg, the number is called Mr. Miller. And I start the show, of course, with Glenn Miller and In the Mood. It all started because I used to play a lot more trad jazz and things at the beginning of my shows. And I discovered that this time of night, because my shows used to be on earlier, this time of night, when I start at 8 o'clock, smooth jazz fits it much, much better. But Mr. Miller, I do wonder if it was written about Mr. Miller, Glenn Miller, because it was his son, John Miller, who was a friend of mine, that I first mentioned on air when someone said, "Oh, do you like jazz? We need a jazz presenter." It was all his fault. Anyway, enough of this patter. This is called Mr. Miller, and it's by Brian Broomberg.
Thank you.
Well, if you did want to contact me on the show, you've only got 21 minutes to do it. If you wanted to mention on the show tonight, if you're listening on the app, on the phone, or on your computer, you can send me a message just by going to message the studio, or you can send me a text on 07565825041. You're listening to Anthony on Sid Valley Radio, the community radio station for Sidmouth. It seems to be expanding largely across the world at the moment, of which we are very, very pleased. Right, now, can we talk? Can we have a chat? Oh, no, this is called Can We Talk by Kirk Whalum. Now, I did notice today when I was just checking my playlist that I've got two consecutively by him. And I thought, right, one of those got to come out. And I thought, no, it hasn't. I'll play them both. It's my show. I can do what I like. This is called Can We Talk, Kirk Whalum. Followed by Pillow Talk by Kirk Whalum. So that was the first one by Kirk Willem. Can we talk? And this one's Pillow Talk. And you'll see why. Well, you're here now. Why? I'll put them both in the show. See, how could I take one of those out? It just would just be wrong, wouldn't it? I am delighted to say that I've had a message from Japan, even though it's 10 to 6 in the morning out there, and from a Seiko Cross, saying that Thank you for mentioning her. Well, no, it's a pleasure, and I look forward to playing your song next week. It's just not possible to do it this week because it was sent to me, but it's just too big as it stands to load onto the system by email, so I'll bring it in on a memory stick next week and play it then. I've got a few family issues on at the moment that I may keep me away from being here next week. If that is the case, it will be a podcast that's played, but as soon as I'm next in the studio right here, I will play your song, I promise you. And I'd be delighted to contact you directly, so I'll speak to Martin about that on Sunday when we're out together. Right, now, with 11 minutes to go, what should I play? Well, it might be that sort of time, silly sort of time in the morning in Japan, 10 to 6 in the morning, but it's Twilight here by Randy Scott. That's Twilight is the name of the record. super stuff. I hope you're enjoying the show, folks. I guess if you haven't, you've turned off. But this is Anthony on Sid Valley Radio. Thoroughly enjoying playing some wonderful music now. But there's just time for another one. And so I'm going to sign off with this. This is Anthony saying, good night. Be careful out there. Take care. This is called Another One, as it happens, by Matthew Shell. And it's 4 minutes, 10 seconds long, which is how long we've got left. Take care. Good night, everybody. Love bringing you the show. Take care.